Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Rockstar. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the podcast. Every day is Saturday. As a matter of fact, it is Saturday today. What do you know? Recording a show on a Saturday. I hope your weekend's off to an amazing start. Hey, I want to share with you what I don't think a lot of people are grasping online, offline, in life. And I think it's really hurting people. And it's really not allowing them to find their purpose in this life and really enjoy it and harness the power of it. So let's talk about that. Before we do, my name's Sam Crowley, host of the top motivational podcast on the planet, The Everyday Saturday Show. Been going 15 years strong or so. I always change it. What, 12, 13, 15? After 10 years, man, you lose track. I might even start saying 25 years. But anyway, I told the boss to shove it back in 2005, May 6, 2005. Went for my dream, went broke, launched this podcast. Show people not how to go broke, but to actually walk in your own path and enjoy life. And so through the grace of God, for the past 12 years, I haven't cashed a paycheck from the man. I'm a speaker, trainer, seminar leader, and I help people launch movements. That's what I really do. That's what I really love to do. If you'd like to work together with me one-on-one and help you launch your movement, whatever that is, whatever that looks like online, let's do it. SamCrowleyCoaching.com, SamCrowleyCoaching.com. Answer a couple of questions and let's get after it. Hey, I see a lot of this now that I travel, and I also see it online just about every day. People are mimicking, literally parroting other thought leaders in their niche because they see these people that are famous. I'm going to give you an example, a real life example, and whether or not you've seen this too, you may not, but you can certainly relate to it. Okay, so let's use my man Gary V. Gary Vaynerchuk has blown up in the past few years, creating massive content, YouTube videos, Instagram. He's got millions of followers online. And I met him this year in May at a live event in Fort Lauderdale, one of the nicest guys I've ever met, sincere, genuine, really nice. But Gary drops a lot of F-bombs on the internet. I mean, he just does, whether you listen to his podcast, his YouTube videos, his Instagram, Snapchat, or you see him speak on stage, Gary drops the F-bomb. Now, for Gary, it's just who he is. And you know what? To his credit, even though I'm not a fan of that, you know, because I don't do that in my own brand, I just don't think it's necessary, and I think you alienate a lot of people. But to Gary's credit, he's unapologetic about it. He's like, hey, this is how I communicate. It's not, you know, words are words to me. They don't have meaning unless the meaning you give them. And I'm okay with talking like that. Tony Robbins now has spoken, you know, with that type of tone at his live events. How? Because I've seen him speak twice now. Met him, actually, for the first time at that same Fort Lauderdale event. Maybe you were there. Maybe that's how you and I met for the first time. You know what's funny? This is kind of a side note. I was at that event in Lauderdale. It was the beginning of May. And the reason I went down there, I was backstage the entire time. So I was in the green room and just kind of hanging out backstage with other speakers, some of whom, my buddy Eric, who I've shared the stage with many times. There was probably, I think, two speakers there that or three that I've actually shared the stage with at other events. And there was others who I just wanted to go down there and meet, like Tony Robbins and Gary Vee. And I actually recorded a podcast back in May of 2018 this year, if you want to listen to it, about my experience of meeting those guys. Very nice. They were very nice to me. Very listened. We chatted it up. They were just really cool. So that was nice. That was actually good for me to see. That was the side note of that Lauderdale event. I'll tell you, if you really want to connect with people, go to live events. I'm not just talking about the speakers. I mean just people in general. Because when you get out from behind this you know, 7-inch screen that you're, you know, watching videos on your smartphone or listening to podcasts, you get to know people on just a different level. You can't mirror that online. So what I think people were surprised by that were at that event. Gary Vee was actually as big, dare I say, maybe even, I don't say a bigger draw than Tony Robbins. Let me just say it this way. I think a lot of people were shocked by how many people Gary Vee brought just by him being the keynote speaker. And then from Lauderdale, they jumped on a plane at 10 o'clock at night. They flew to Philly the next day, did the same live event. They were in Denver the following week. I mean, they've been going strong on this tour all this year. But what I find now is that a lot of people, and I'm just using Gary as an example. This is in any niche. I think people are copying. So I see little Gary Vee people all around, men and women, using dropping F-bombs on whether they post on Facebook, Instagram, all over the place. And it's like they got their little Gary Vee starter kit, and they opened it up, and the first thing they learned was how to say the F word on the internet. And I'm thinking to myself, that's worked for Gary, because when he was doing Wine Library TV, that's how he got started online, took his dad's business on the internet, wine business, blew it up on there. He did a weekly vlog, video blog, and he highlighted a wine of the week or month, whatever it is, talked about it. And then he had celebrities on there, and it kind of took off from there. But it works for him, because it's just, you guess he's been doing it so long, and it's just who he is. For somebody else, I see other people who I've seen on the internet, you know, other speakers, trainers, thought leaders, people like that, and I've never known them to swear. And by the way, I'm not coming across as this holier-than-thou person. It's not like I'm sitting here saying, oh my God, I can't believe people. I know people swear, okay? Good Lord, my kids show me their Instagram and Snapchat of other kids just in grade school, middle school, and high school, so I'm not that naive. I didn't just fall off the turnip truck. But where I'm going with this is it lacks authenticity in other people's marketing when I see them post on the internet. And I know that they're like, hey, I got to get that shock. I got to get noticed. Like if I drop an F-bomb, it's a pattern interrupt. You ever heard that word before? That phrase? Pattern interrupt. Well, there is a such thing as a pattern interrupt, but I'm not so sure swearing is going to accomplish what you want it to. It certainly is a bit of a pattern interrupt in the sense that it's going to get people to think one way or another about you and your marketing. And if they don't know you yet, they're going to think, yeah, no thanks. That's what I think. And then I see people who I've known a while online talking like this. I think, I can see where you want to go with this thing. But if you want to get noticed, add value. Because value really is the ultimate pattern interrupt, because there's so little of it online. You're on the same email list that everybody else is on, right? You get the same emails I get from marketers. It's copy, paste. Hey, so-and-so's having a launch. They gave me this secret link. And the page, I don't even know. If the page is still up, then take advantage of it. But, hey, don't blame me if the page is taken down. You know what's funny? That page has never been taken down, okay? So whatever marketing email you get, and they say if the offer's still there, don't blame me if it's gone, it'll never be gone, all right? That's the most overused, hypey, scarcity crap that you see in email inboxes. And you see people copying people all the time, do you not? In their emails. There are very few times you get emails that have great content in them. It's always selling you something. That's why I have not sent a general email, but I might have to do that today. I haven't sent a general email to my list, like my main database of everydayissaturday.com, in over a month, and I got to do it. And I love sending content-rich emails. Like I sit down when I send an email, it's really me writing it. It takes me a while, about an hour and a half, to write a good email that gives good content. I'm not saying I don't sell anything or promote or remind people. The main thing I want a great coaching client. I love working with people. I love it. I'm so happy that this year I dedicated and refocused my business just on working with people one-on-one. And I've taken a lot of heat for that from people. Hey, Sam, you can't scale that. Well, you know what? I don't want to scale that. You know why? Because I want to see the results from the people that I work with. I want to continue to talk to them. My coaching clients still have access to me. They still text me. They still call. They still give me updates, even though we're not working together one-on-one anymore. That's what I decided to do with my brand. I decided to be, and I've shared this now a number of times, but I've decided to be the old-fashioned doctor in the 1960s and 70s who comes to your house with a black bag and the stethoscope and, you know, to try to figure out what's wrong and then fix it up. Fix it. You know, I want that. And that's kind of where I want my business to go. I know you can't scale that, but I'm not interested right now in scaling that. I have a whole digital marketing course being set up inside a membership area on my website. You'll get access to it, and you'll get all the audios and videos and things like that. But I want to see people. When I work with them, I want to see the results that they're getting. I want to know the results they're getting. You can't do that because people just, they Everybody wants that membership site, right? They want that six-figure passive income that comes in while you're sleeping. And there's a place for that. There certainly is. And I'm not poo-pooing that at all. But hear me on this, all right? When you really start caring about people at a different level and you don't get concerned about, can I scale this up? Can I scale? I don't want to be scaled. If I'm a customer, I don't want to be scaled. I want results. What's the results you're going to bring to me? And look, if you're only going to charge me like, you know, Spotify, $9 a month, and I just get access to this content and I'll listen to it, then that's cool. Okay. At least the expectation is set. If you're going to charge me $2,000-$3,000 a month for group coaching and I don't get access to you and there's no results that are going to be guaranteed, I'm not really into that. I'm not really into that. So be careful who you mirror. Be careful who you're mimicking out there. And I want to leave you with this. If you want a pattern interrupt in the marketplace and you want to stand out from everybody else, be who you are, because there's only one of you. Nobody can talk like you. Nobody can teach like you. Nobody's got the experience that you have. That nobody does. That's the beauty of going through life, is that you've been able to create this amazing experience and only you have created this. Now, some people would argue, Sam, my experience isn't amazing. I haven't really done this or tried. Be very careful. Okay, I've shared the stage with a who's who of speakers, some of the most famous people in the world, and a lot of them, not saying all of them, a lot of them are miserable. They don't know what their purpose is in life. They get off that stage, they've sold $100,000 in an hour, and they're miserable. It's almost like they take off the mask, they get behind stage, they're in the green room, and they're just, got to go to another event tomorrow, got to get on a plane at 6 a.m., and they're just not happy. They'll tell you they're happy, and when they're on stage, they're nothing but smiles and happy. But when you get them one-on-one, you can just see the pain in their face. They're aging like a president. They're in one airport, another city. They don't even know where they are. I'm not saying it's Gary Vee and Tony Robbins. Don't miss, even though I talked about them getting on a plane. Don't mistake that. You know, and I don't want to take away from all the great things they've done. I was talking about regular people you see on the internet who say their life is amazing, their life is great. It's not great. You know what? Yours is probably better than theirs. Take inventory of all the things that you've been able to overcome. You're an achiever. You're an overcomer, you know, and share that message with people. Weave that into your message. Be unique. Be authentic. Be who you are. Don't run away from your experiences and don't poo-poo them and say, I don't have this. I don't have. You got it, man. You got it. It's up to you now to get that message out there, and you don't need to do it by dropping F-bombs. You don't need to do it by shouting. You don't need to do it by typing in all caps. You don't need to do it by sharing shocking pictures of your Instagram, okay? You need to do it by sharing your unique message and being unapologetic about whatever that message is, you know? Whatever that message is, that's who you are. People will rally around that. We are craving. It's like, you ever had a craving for something? For my wife, it's chocolate. For me, it's like chicken wings and pizza. I got to run away from that stuff most of the time. But you ever have a craving for food, you know? I was on a kick this summer, Smoothie King. I was getting the carrot kale smoothie every Friday. $5 Friday, $5 smoothies. Smoothie King ain't cheap, man. It's like $8 for a smoothie. But every Friday, I had to have that kale carrot smoothie. Then it became Monday and Wednesday. And Dad's like, oh my God, I got to stop. You know, I guess not that it was bad, but I'm spending $25 a week on smoothies. I can make these things at home. But people have a craving. They want authenticity. They want somebody they can relate to. That's you. That's who it is. They're looking for you and they're looking for your message. So once again, I selfishly would love to help you get that message out there to the marketplace. Just go to samcrowleycoaching.com. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Let's start working together. Happy Saturday. Have an amazing day. Don't apologize for who you are. Be unique. That pattern interrupt is all in your unique marketing and branding, which is exactly who you are. And you wouldn't want it in any other way. You don't want to be somebody else. You want to be who you are. Celebrate that. Monetize that. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.